I'll say it like this. Erei Trumas Hadeshen. There's a mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen Shenasim Mitzvotai. There's a mitzvah every day the Kohen should go and take out a shovelful of the Yeshiv Zofta Mizbeach. And the mitzvah is to put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk says, V'somu, you're supposed to put it there, the Vidash Nesosa Bano. So even though you did the mitzvah, you took the Yeshiv Zofta Mizbeach, and still, the Gemara says, V'yesh Pamila. There is a Nisa Mila by Trumas Hadeshen. So here, you see, even though it's Nasa Mitzvotan, still there's a Nisa Mila. The Pasuk says, V'somu, put it down there. Someone says, no, we don't learn out from here, because Mishum Dehevele Trumas Hadeshen true, and there's another Alecha also, the Evrei Soy HaMishtalech. From the Soy HaMishtalech and Yom Kippur, the one that goes Lazozil, so there the Alecha is, the Evorim there are also also Bano, even after you throw it off the cliff, even after you become the mitzvah of Lazozil, still the meat remains also. So it comes out, there's Shneik Sumra Boink Yechod, there are two separate Alechas here that we say, even though it's Nasa Mitzvotan, even though you took off the Trumas Hadeshen and put it on the side, even though you killed the Sarama Shaleach, still it's also Bano. So usually the Torah says it twice, the klal is that the Chol Shnei Ksuvim Boin Kiyechur Ein Melamdin. Because if the Torah wants you to learn out, let it just say it once, and from there learn it all over. Since the Torah had to say it twice, it's mashma only these two places and no place else. Therefore, the Svar is all over that once it's Nasa Mitzvotan Ein Melamdin Boy. So Moses says, let's see. Honi Cholamandi, let's go to Koran Samandi, and it says, the Enuma, every Sarmish Delech, that the meat to the limbs of this Sawyer that was sent Lazozel, even after thrown off the cliff, and died, and then man, that is Nisamila, it's good. But then Lamandi Yama, Nenamahim, there is a Mandiyama, and it says, no, that Kiva Chinasa Mitzvosa, once he killed it, it was thrown off the cliff, so therefore the Isamila goes off. And so, Michael Amema. And we only have one perfect by Trumas Hadeshen, so the question is, let's learn out from there to all over. So we should learn out only from Trumas Hadeshen, then to all over. So Michael Amemus, so Moses says, no, still. Mishum Deheverlei Trumas Hadeshen, or Big De Kuna. There's also a parsha of Big De Kuna that the begodim, the kind God that wears on Yom Kippur, the four white begodim, there's also, that even though it's Nasa Mitzvot, it's still also Bano. So it comes out, it's Shneik Suma Boink Yechir again. The Chosh Neksum Bach Yechrei Melandin. So what says again, let's see. Hanichal the Rabban and the Yamri, when the Pesach says Benichem Shom, means after the Kohen Gadol got finished using his four white begodim on Yom Kippur, the Pesach says Benichem Shom, he has to leave it there. So according to the Rabban and the Pshatis, Melandin comes to teach us Shein Tun and Geniza, that you have to bury it, meaning to say those begodim are Rosh Bano. So even though it's already Nasa Mitzvosan, he used it on Yom Kippur and he can't use it anymore, still the Yisra'anor remains, it's still Yisra'amila. So then Shaper, then you can tell him with this terrace there are two psukim, and therefore there's Trumas Hadeshen and Big Dekuna, so we don't run out any place else. But Elo, the Rabbeis, according to Rabbeis' Pshat, the Yom that he says, Mutil Lishtamash Ben Kohen Hedyet, that no, the Torah just means, V'nichem Shom, that a Kohen Gadol can't use it anymore, or can't use it next Yom Kippur. But what can be done with it afterwards? A Kohen head, you could use it throughout the year. If so, Michael Meimah. So the reason why there's still Nisa Mila is because it's still right to be used. So it's not called Nasa Mitzvosan. So you don't have two psukim. Again, it's only one part of Trumas Hadeshen. So let's learn now from Trumas Hadeshen all over that even though it's Nasa Mitzvosan, it is the mitzvah with it, still the Nisa Mila could still remain. So Moses says, no, I'll tell you still, Mishum Dehevei Trumas Hadeshen V'yegla Rufa. There's also a parsha of Egla Rufa, that you find the mace outside the city, we don't know who the murderer is, so the Zikni Ir has to bring an Egla Rufa, and there, even after you chop off the head, still it remains also Bano, you have to bury it there, even though it's not the Mitzvosan. So again, these again are called Shneik Suvim, Trumas Hadeshen, and Egla Rufa, Haboink Yechad, that you can't learn out to a Lofa. So what says again, Honi Cholaman Diyame Melamnin, it's good if you old by Shneik Suvim, you can't learn out. Elu Laman Diyame Melamnin, Samachlekis, Michael Neymar, it is a man, the other says, even though the Torah says something twice, so what? So, Urcha the cross sometimes like that. And still, you could learn out all other places to say, even though it's Nasa Mitzvosan, sometimes you still have an Islamila. If so, how come we say here by Dam that since Liachas, Riki telling me now for sure there's no Islamila? The same way before, maybe no. Maybe just like before there's an Islamila, who are the later also there's an Islamila? And it's possible to have cases of Nasa Mitzvosan, still have an Islamila. Mer says, no, I'll tell you really, Trey Miutik Sivi. The There are two mutim over here. Ketiv Lossam says over there, who are Rufa. Next to Plus, the next to you are Rufa, that teaches us that only over there by Egla Rufa is it also by no, even if it's not the Mitzvah. No place else. Oksiv Lossam says by Trumas Adeshin, Vesamu Eitzam is Beach. So also, Mashma, Hani, in only these two places do we say, even though it's Nasa Mitzvosan, still it's also Bano, there's Nisamila. But Midiach Rimila, no other place. Every other place, the Vada Dispor is that once you did the Mitzvah, Nasa Mitzvosan, the Yisamila goes off. So that's the Sfor by Dam, since that's the Sfor of Shutah, after you make this Rikas Adam, the Yisamila should go off the Dam, and the Pesach says it has the same din before and afterwards, then it's for us to say, who had been before this week, there's no Yisamila on the Dam. Then the Mishnah said, Nesochim b'tchila moylamboy, that wine is the opposite way. When you makdish the wine to put on the Mizbech, at the beginning it has a Nisamila, and at the end, after Nasim, it's supposed to, and the Yisamila goes off. Zechur the Gemara says, L'chur leima, let's say, Masnithin like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. L'chur our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Why? The Tani would learn like this. Reb Loza by Rabbi Tzadik Omer, Lul Kotorn Hoya Ben Kevis Le Mizbeach. From our Rovish or Kevis, on the plank walking up to the Mizbeach, there was a little hole, like a little pipe, a small pipe, between the plank going up and the Mizbeach, on the west side, Shor Kevis. And what happened was, Achas the Shiv Mishana, once in 7 years, Torche Kuna, the young Kahanim, Yod the mother go down there and clean it out. Or maybe in Yain Kurish, and they would take out from there the wine that like chilled up when it came into salad. Shudaimel Agula Dvel is almost like a pie of figs. And the Sulfanoi, so they would burn it, Bikdusha. They would burn it in the Beis Hamikdash Bikdusha. Mashpat said that the Yain is the loss of Banos, it's a miller on it. Even after you poured the wine on the Mizbeach, still that wine that hit the bottom has a kedusha on it. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's Mashma, once you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, it's called Nasim. It's Vosai, the Yisamila goes off the wine. And here it's Mashma from Lazar Reb Tzadik, the Yisamila is still on the wine. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, Ba'kodesh Hasach Nesach Shechel Hashem. Means to say that Kishem Shen Yisucha Ba'kdusha, the same way when you pour it on the Mizbeach, it has kedusha and Yisamila on it. Kas Reifos Ba'kdusha. The same later, when you have to burn it, also would have kedusha on it. So chura, it's mashmud to say that there's nisamila midiraisa poshit. So the Gemara says, first of all, my mash, where's the mashmud that's poshit that way? So Yom Ravin explains, Asiya kodesh kodesh. No, not kodesh kodesh. Ksiv hocho ba kodesh. O ksiv hosam vasrafte asanaisa boish. Flo yecho ki kodeshain. So man, just like by the psul of noiser. So Bikdusha, you have to burn it. Bikdusha in the base of Midish. And it has Nisamila on it. Is high name Bikdusha. He wrote without Kedusha on this Yayin has Kedusha on it. And therefore you have to burn it Bikdusha. So go according to Blazar of Tzadik, which is Mashma, to be a Nisamila on the Yayin. Rashi says, Man Leisa Sreifosa Bikdusha, the whole Shepsul of Akkadish, it comes possible in the base of Midish. You have to burn it there. And when Pesachim learns out from Chattis, so here also. So Chorot's Mashma, that even when the wine comes down, it's still also Bano. So Chorot says, no. Could be very our Mishnah goes according to Rav Tzadik. And the Gersel it is, even if you want to tell me, we have Lezer Rav Tzadik. Our Mishnah goes according to Lezer Rav Tzadik. But the Mishnah just means to say, to eat kolot. Meaning to say, that Rashi says, means you catch the wine before it reaches the bottom of the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says, Shlo yod lekakra shiz, doesn't come down to the bottom of the shiz. El lekoyvim shegiya l'shiz, before it reaches the bottom, if you catch it, that's where there's no Yisamila. That's what our Mishnah means to say, there's no Yisamila. Ve'enach nami, once the yain reaches the bottom of the floor, mashma the floor is mekadosh it again, and that's where it gets its new Yisamila on the bottom. But the Mishnah means to say, there's no Yisamila while it's coming down. And he could the army, some said the opposite. The Gisa should be, Lena Mathis and Kralozer of Tzedek, the Kolot, and the Mishnah means to say in a case where if you catch it, that's where there's no Isamila. Armiloi, so more said this Gisa is Armiloi, Umid Rabbonin. So according to this Gisa, the Pshat could be no. So the whole din of Kralozer of Tzedek is only the Rabbonin de Kalocha. That means midiraisa avadid, like our Mishnah says, is right. That the yayin, once you pour the wine on the mizbeach, is called nasim. It's vasoi, the yeast and mila goes off at 100%. And that he says you have to burn it, that's only midirabban that has kedusha. So we have the question, I have a krok in us of law. I is bringing down psukim. So Mr. Zerachnami, what I have to say is, esmachta, these psukim are only in esmachta. Zerachnami, mikaradindo, this yayin has no yisamila on it. Once it's called nasim mitzvah, Zerachnami, the yisamila goes off it. Here, now the Mishnah says, dishon mizbeach apnimi. That on the mizbeach apnim, they burn certain things, the chatis apnimi, things you burn there. Or they should make this rika there, or the terrorist that's burned on the mizbeach apnim. So you have to clean it out also, take the ashes off it. So the ashes that come off the mizbeach apnim have a menorah. The ashes you take off the menorah. The local is loydenin, you're not allowed to have anor from it, but for loymanon, there's no wisdomila on these ashes. On these ashes right now, there's no wisdomila. Pashtun means, because since you're ready not to mitzvahsim with them, so well, the ashes has no isamila on it. Now, another locha, what's going to be hamakdish dishon betchila? Let's say somebody was makdish these ashes. Some of Pashtun said means, let's say you had ashes on the mizbeach, that after you made a true mesadeshin, so it has no more kedusha, you went right now and you makdish that ashes. So, locha renachlami moilen boy, you could be makdish it, it's chalon isamila on it. Another locha, turin shlergi yizmanim. Let's say you have these turin, these doves, that you can only be makdish them when they're over a year old, a year, 13 months. So you were makdish it before that, when it's only 10 months old. Or else, b'nei yon is the opposite way. The pigeons, you can only be makdish it before it's a year old. Let's say you were makdish it shavas manim, when it's over a year ready. So locha is here, the gdush is not chal, and therefore lenenin, that you now have enough from it. But loy melon, there's no istamila. I mean, there's no istamila to chal over here. Could be kedusha is chal, but since they're mechusa kipurim over here, they're mechusa zman. It's not chal kedusha for hakrover on it. We'll see in the Gemara why. Therefore, since there's no kedusha hakrover, so there's no istamila on these birds. Now the Mishnah, when it says a makdish dishim betchila, there were other pshatim there, shreb pshatim. Some say you makdish your domim, you makdish the value of them. And then since somebody has a law from the Dishon, he's mastered Hegdish, was called Yubin Moyobai. But the Chur, the best shot is what we just said, that the Chur, you mastered those ashes that came off the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, Bishkraim, you understand, that's very good.